Hello and welcome to the San Carlos Blog Podcast. My name is Bob Burdell. I'm a realtor with RE/MAX today in downtown San Carlos. Today is Monday, October 20th, and today we're going to look at obviously the most important topic on everyone's mind, which is the state of the market given what's gone on in the broader financial markets, and we're going to go ahead and take a look at how that translates to San Carlos real estate today on the blog. So let's take a look at the numbers. Currently in San Carlos, there are 67 active single-family residences available. And you'll remember that about 45 days ago, we did a little bit of analysis in terms of active single-family residents versus those that were pending. And the disparity, or the ratio, was a little bit more than 3-to-1. And we were kind of looking at it for a determination. We said toward the end of October, if the active single-family residences had outweighed the pending single-family residences as closer to a 4-to-1 ratio, then it was probably an indication that our market was losing some traction. Looking at the numbers today, we have 67 active single-family residences and 30 that are labeled as pending. So the ratio is just a little bit more than 2-to-1. So it actually went down a little bit from the start of September there, which is obviously good news for us, and perhaps the market has leveled out a little bit. And obviously, again, with what's happening on Wall Street and some of the banks has created some uncertainty, and it really has created, for the most part, dichotomy in our market. Our market has really kind of seen two types of buyers. There are some buyers that believe that this is the bottom for San Carlos, and there are others that think that the bottom is yet to be reached and it'll happen next spring. It's a tough call, and I don't think anybody obviously knows for sure. The one thing you can say is that certainly, in the last week, the activity in San Carlos has picked up substantially. I know I was involved in two multiple bids, and those do still exist in the last week. And so again, I think it's proof that there are some folks that are viewing this as a good buying opportunity. And really, if you look at the last 12 years in San Carlos, it's the first time where maybe buyers have had a little bit of an upper hand in the market. So for those folks that have stood on the sidelines for a long time waiting to get into San Carlos, I think at least some of them are viewing this as a pretty good opportunity to go ahead and get into the market. So another item which may be responsible for bridging the gap between the active versus pending properties in the last few weeks is you have some realtors, and myself included, on a lot of instances where trying to get in front of the market on the pricing. As mentioned, if you have a market that's starting to level out, sometimes the best thing you can do is to try and get just in front of wherever the market may be. And again, each property is different, and each strategy for each different seller is different, and so it's not universally true, but I think it's probably safe to assume, and given some of the properties that I've seen come on the market in the last few weeks, a lot of realtors are trying to get in front of the market a little bit. For instance, homes that are on now, there's about five off the top of my head that I can think of on pricing that even as little as just say a year ago probably would have been gone even before they hit the market given the price they're currently at, and some of them are still sitting there. So it's an indication that our market has leveled a little bit, but at the same time, we have had multiple offers and multiple bids in the last week, and so it is indicative that if the property is priced right, buyers are not afraid to go after it. And I think that is what's happening. But again, I think on the pricing on a lot of homes, you have realtors trying to get just stay a little bit in front of the market so the property does not languish. And obviously, if you keep track of the active properties that we have here in San Carlos, there are some that are sitting on the market and have just been unable to get in front of that market number, whatever that market number may be for the particular property. So even with all of this being said, you still have some buyers and some folks that are trying to analyze the San Carlos market, wondering why San Carlos has not taken more of a hit in terms of its average selling price. And certainly the cities on that surround San Carlos and other parts of the peninsula have taken a much more of a solid hit over the last 18 months, given what's gone on in the mortgage market and the broader financial markets. And San Carlos, for the most part, has held very steady. And it's causing some confusion. Some folks expected a fairly drastic drop, and that it just hasn't happened. And when analyzing something like this, you always go to, well, okay, in order for a buyer to buy a home and a seller to sell a home, there needs to be obviously a discussion on price, and there needs to be a way to finance that price. And if you look at the average buyer in San Carlos, these are not people piecing together subprime loans, 5%, 10%, or even 15% down. The average San Carlos buyer has at least 20% down, and most mortgage brokers will tell you that if you have your 20% down, you have good credit, and you can verify your income, getting a conforming or a jumbo loan within certain limits is just frankly not an issue. So that is your average buyer in San Carlos, and so obtaining the loans really is not a major issue, whereas it is in some of the other towns where the average home price is a little bit lower, and there are a lot more homes to choose from on the market. So the average buyer in San Carlos is not having a problem qualifying, and as I've always stated on this blog, I think that people who are looking in San Carlos are pretty much looking in San Carlos. I don't think they're also considering Redwood City or Belmont. Not that there's anything wrong with either of those two, but folks have decided on San Carlos for whatever reason it may be. Some, I think, you know, take a look at San Carlos, and they also take a look at a few other areas, but I think those that are seriously looking in San Carlos are really here for one of the many reasons that people choose to live in San Carlos, and so they're pretty dead set on it. The question has always been, would prices lower in a neighboring town where it would be to the point where some buyers would forego the benefits and their desire to live here, thinking that they could get a home, just a much bigger home, in a neighboring community for a lot less money. That's always been the question. And so far, buyers have not turned to that. They have been sticking to their guns and trying to stick here in San Carlos, as evidenced by the ratio between the active homes and the pending homes, as talked about, has gone down from a little over a 3-to-1 to a little over a 2-to-1 ratio in the past month. So that's good indication for San Carlos sellers. And whether this is the bottom for San Carlos real estate, nobody knows. So there is a growing dichotomy between buyers out there, in terms of some, again, viewing this as an absolute buying opportunity, and others not so sure that they can't save a few bucks by waiting this out a little bit longer. So the bottom line is, we're going to have to wait and see. But that is absolutely, if you're looking for an overall feeling in San Carlos from buyers, that is it. I'd say you got 50% that think this is it, and you got another 50 that think, I'm going to wait a little bit longer and just see how this thing plays out over the next few months. But this will conclude this week's podcast. Appreciate everyone logging on. And any questions, please feel free to email anytime. And we'll talk to everybody next week. Take care.